Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the May 18th, 2015 Mesa City Council study session. The first item on our agenda this afternoon is to review the agenda for our formal council meeting later tonight. So let's do that. The first couple of items involve some liquor license applications. And then item four is taking action on some contracts. Currently, I should note that all of the items on the current agenda are on the consent agenda, and we're just checking to see if any council member wants to take anything off that consent agenda. Again, item four is different purchase contracts.
And Mayor, when you'd like, there was a follow-up, I think, for item 4I that council members had. Right, would you?
I got some great information from our water staff and maybe Dan. It's amazing what they're doing to make sure that we have redundant power supplies, the water system never fails, and he may have more information along those lines, Mr. Mayor.
There were a few questions on Thursday regarding the rental contract for emergency generators. The city does own three large generators, two in energy and one for fire. Like last year, we do intend to use one of the energy units to save some money for the city, so we'll have that in place. Still does require a rental of two units. And we do have money in our capital program in the near future that we would be placing some permanent units to, so we wouldn't need to rent in the future. So we'll be taking care of that as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Does that resolve the questions that we had regarding that item? Okay. Thank you very much. Moving on to other items under agenda item four, other city contracts. And then item five is taking action on several resolutions. Yes, Mr. Glover.
I just have a quick question on 5F. And I was wondering how you got to the $58,500 amount.
Yes, that's based on a per foot charge that we used. I think it's $1.31 or $1.32 per linear foot to lease that conduit. That's kind of a market rate. We did talk to some other communities about what they're charging some other industries. That's also a very similar rate. It's actually the same rate as what we included on an agreement with another telecom company out at the Falcon Field Airfield.
Okay. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Beth. Agenda item six involves introducing ordinances, and seven is taking public comment on ordinances that have been previously introduced. Agenda item eight are the items that are not on the consent agenda, and there will be a series of public hearings upstairs having to do with the town center assessment and then also utility rates and fees and the capital improvement program. So those items are off of the consent agenda and will be the subject of hearings and then council votes on those items. Okay, council, any questions or concerns about tonight's agenda? If not, let's move on to the next item for the study session agenda, which item 2A, hear a presentation, discuss, and provide direction on the modifications to the bus transit route.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. To make sure I get this up. There. My name is Jody Sorrell, and I'm the Transit Services Director. During the budget season, we have talked about possible savings that we may have from a local route when light rail starts service sometime in the next fiscal year, and using that savings to try a modification to our bus service. Our bus service is our local circulator that runs between downtown and West Mesa. Their current route does a loop around Cherry University and Alma School. What we're proposing is to eliminate that loop and continue the bus down Rio Salado all the way to Dobson, and then loop it through Riverview, the commercial district of Riverview, down through down through the Riverview, up Dobson, and then back on Rio Salado heading eastbound. So we would connecting our downtown and Riverview with a one-seat trip for residents in that corridor to travel between both areas. What we're proposing is a pilot, a six-month pilot for 180 days, which would start October 26, 2015, and run through April 24, 2016, and that's consistent with the Valley Metro service changes, so it would be in that window. The approximate cost would be $64,000. The funding would come from when we, right now, our Alma School route diverts from Main Street and Alma School down to the Sycamore Light Rail Station and back every trip. Our projected savings for that for a full is anywhere, depending on when light rail starts, from $97,000 to about $125,000 a year. So this route, we'll use that savings. That would be general fund savings, and we'll just reprogram the money from the 104, the Alma School route, to the bus. And then this will just become part of the Valley Metro service change process for the April, and we'll evaluate the route as it goes. And we'll be doing targeted outreach on Thursday on the bus to get comments back from the residents. So that's what we're proposing for this next budget cycle, if you have any questions.
And Mayor, Council, we did a similar pilot program, on the East Mesa, too, during the winter months when people are a lot more people here and looking for opportunities to go to our shopping centers. And so we did that on the east side. We like try to here with the adding to an existing route. So we think this might be successful in getting more city our residents between downtown and out to Riverview. So with the savings we're going to realize, we thought this might be a good use of those funds.
Great. This is good news. Council, any questions on this topic? Thank you, Jody. Appreciate the update. Next item, 2B, is to hear a presentation and discuss an overview of the environmental compliance fee.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council.
There you go.
We had asked for an update on the environmental compliance fee, and with me I also brought Lenny Hume, our transportation director. As part of the environmental compliance fee goes towards some of the activities and programs within his department. The environmental compliance fee is a set amount that's applied to each of the accounts within the City of Mesa, utility accounts. If a customer has more than one account, the fee is only applied one time. So we have some customers who have water, wastewater, maybe electric and gas, and solid waste, all five of our utilities. The fee is put onto their account just one time, so one time per account within the City of Mesa. Our current rate is $7.32 per month per account, and it covers the federal and state environmental mandates that we have to adhere to. Most of the mandates do come with fees and fines if we are found not to be in compliance with those particular mandates. And so these are the activities that we do as a city to make sure that we are always in compliance with those mandates. The current fee is expected to generate about $14.8 million in the 15-16 fiscal year. And the different types of things that it funds is air quality, stormwater quality, hazardous waste management, and asbestos management. So those are the types of different programs that we have here within the city for that type of compliance. When we look at the where the expenses are over the associated fiscal years this year compared to next year, you will see that we are consistent between 14-15 and 15-16. For those of you that were here last year, you may recall that we needed to do an increase in the fee last year because of the increased cost in the basin maintenance itself on the park side through our Parks Department, just the landscaping contracts that we had a large increase in the cost of those contracts citywide, which affected the basins as well as the parks. But going into 15-16, we're not seeing anything significantly changing in our operations for the environmental side. One thing I did want to, and the reason why I had Lenny join me today, is that in the 15-16 proposed budget, you will see that $17 million versus the $14 million from this year. That does include a lot of one-time purchases related to storm drain pumps. Some of those were budgeted in the 14-15 fiscal year and are being carried over into next year because they haven't been completed yet. And then there's an additional $1 million of new expenditures for next year, also related to storm drain pumps. So that is the major difference between the 14-15 and the 15-16 budget. So if you had any questions on those, Lenny is here to answer any questions regarding that particular program. The rest of the programs are consistent between the two fiscal years.
Mayor and Council, Lenny, why don't you, I mean, that is a significant, it's just projects that you didn't quite get believed, but what's the purpose of those pumps and how will that help us in responding to stormwater management discharge permits or whatever we call it?
Great Chris, Mayor, Council. What these are, general routine maintenance of these pumps. If you know, we estimate a pump system will last about 25 years. So we're in the process of replacing the pumps that have gone bad. These are typically small retention basins along SRP drainage areas and along. And another example is the one at Country Club and Broadway Road, the underpass there. That pump system is about 25 years old. So one of the pumps in that area is, of the three, is not working. We're also upgrading these well systems to allow us to get better maintenance. And you talked about redundancy with Mr. Clevenger's area. We're doing the same thing where we can actually bring in, have an all-access road to get in case we lose a pump for any reason. It burns out or something gets stuck in it. We can bring in a portable pump to drain that retention basin down. So this is just general maintenance, and it gets us an opportunity. We're adding cameras and some lighting devices to that so we can actually manage that from our office.
Mr. Richards.
So those are capital expenses being handled in a different budget than the environmental compliance fee? Is that?
No,
they're in there. Within
so,
this.
So if you're only generating 14.8 and the budget 17 mil, help me add that number up.
Yes. Mayor, Councilmember Richens, part of the environmental fee includes a small portion that's aimed at one-time expenses. And what we do is as we have savings over the year, we apply those to these one-time items. So we're able to cover with our fund balance from this particular fee, we are able to cover these particular expenses. We know there's a life cycle to these, and we've been planning for this and saving up that money for these types of improvements.
Got it. Okay.
And that is why we wanted to draw the attention that while it is looking like it's $17 million, the ongoing portion of this is around the $14.8 million.
And how many, I'm trying to remember how many years we've been, had this. We've had the smallest, we've had the fee for a long time.
We've had the fee for a long time. Back in 2011, it's not when we started it, but in 2011 is when we received council direction to fully fund our environmental mandates. Up to that point, it had been a very small fee just to cover a portion of those mandates. In 2011 is when we received direction to fully fund through this particular funding mechanism.
Okay. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of feedback from constituents about how excited or pleased they are with the maintenance of the basins. That they, I mean, they feel like parks again. You know, they had gotten to a point where they felt really utilitarian, but people are, you know, last weekend my son and a bunch of his friends were hanging out down there. You know, it's nice grass and shade and everything. So nice job. You're doing a great job with the fee. And I think it's really helped from a aesthetic standpoint, an important functionality as part of our system. So thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Richens. Any other questions, Council? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Presentation. Appreciate the update. We do have an e-session to go to before our council meeting tonight, so I think that's why this meeting was kind of lightly scheduled. But next item on our agenda is to hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. I know I've been gone from a couple of study sessions the last week. For those who are, I'm sure, very curious about what I do with my time, we had a very productive trip out to see the folks at Apple in Cupertino, California. I got to tell you, I'm more excited than ever about Apple coming to Mesa, Arizona. That company is amazing. The more I learn about it, the more I'm impressed. So first part of next year, we will have the second of two worldwide command centers in the entire Apple company in Mesa, Arizona. So it's a big deal. And then later, I went on a trip with GPEC and U.S. Conference of Mayors to Washington, D.C., where we worked on the surface transportation bill that's about to expire. Also met with Boeing and our congressional district back there, and I thought that was a very productive meeting. Mr. Glover.
I had the opportunity to do two events last week. The first one was a kickoff for Mendoza Field to honor Sergeant Brandon Mendoza, who was killed a year ago. And we have set up a GoFundMe account as well, so we're raising monies to improve the park in his memory. I also had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. For Top Cops Week, and it was a wonderful experience, a very moving and touching experience for the candlelight vigil for all of the fallen officers that we have lost in the United States.
Mr. Luna.
Real quick, Councilmember Fincher and I held a diversity luncheon over at the Mesa Arts Center. We had around 9 to 10 participants, and they provided some very good information. The purpose of this is to engage the community, especially those members that feel disenfranchised. And so we want to bring them into the fold. We want them to contribute to the city of Mesa, and we want them to feel part of this community. So we're going to have a series of these meetings, maybe 4 times a year, and I want to thank Ruth Easy for assisting us with that, as well as my assistant Marisa for putting together a great luncheon. So,
thank you. All right. Next item on our agenda is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we have a study session this Thursday at 7:30. And also this Friday, May 22nd, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh will be having a joint coffee, hot chocolate meeting with the council members Richens and Kavanaugh. It'll be at the new Sheraton at Riverview, 860 North Riverview. So it's a great hotel, great opportunity to kind of explore and get to know it. So again, this Friday at 7:30 a.m. And then this Saturday, big event at Mesa Aquatics Complex. They have the dedication of the Mesa High Pool and the Lazy River, and that's also being used as a fundraiser. And encourage everybody to buy your rubber ducky so you can put that in the pool and see if it can outswim the other rubber duckies, and use that as a way to raise funds for Mendoza Field also. Also, Council, I want to give you a heads up ahead of time. Many of you will be attending National League of Cities on June 11th, I believe. So because of that, we will not have a quorum to have a meeting. So we will not be meeting on June 11th. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I would now entertain a motion to enter into an executive session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We will now go to the executive session.